Chapter 1. Meet Billy Big Rig, Patriot. Today's your lucky day. You've just stumbled onto a blog written by one of the greatest men ever to draw a free, honest breath of American air. That would be me. Billy Big Rig, the most famous man nobody ever heard of. This might not be the first time we've met. Hell, we might have seen each other out there on what I like to call the killer road. That might have been me in that big truck that passed you on the downgrade of that mountain pass, only to slow you down to 20 miles per hour as the truck struggled to make the upgrade. Yeah, right. We do that just to piss you off. A trucker takes his entertainment wherever he can find it. And if you could see the look on your face, that could have been me cut you off on the interstate today. Seeing that I was leaving a large amount of following room behind that truck in front of me. So you snuck your goddamn SUV in there so close to my front fender that I could read your silly ass, "My son is an honor student at Girly Boy Middle School" bumper sticker. Or that might have been me you regarded with a look of disgust and mistrust, and maybe even outright dread, when you paid for your prefabricated breakfast at one of them faceless and nameless and soulless corporate travel centers that have replaced the hard-working and honest truck stops of days gone by. Yes, my new friend, you may have actually come close to meeting Billy Big Rig in person today. And if you had met me, your life would have been enriched as a result. I can say this without fear of being corrected. For one thing, if you contradict me, you're liable to get a face full of balled up Iowa soup bone in the nose, because one of my very few faults is that I do not suffer fools gladly. For another thing, I am more than likely the most interesting person you will ever meet. I have been everywhere. I have done everything. And if I ain't been there or haven't done it, it wasn't worth the going or doing. Are we clear on that? Good. Then maybe we can get started. But first we need to be clear on something else. My name ain't really Billy Big Rig. Well, my first name is Billy, but the rest is pure fabrication.